The second large working room is initially used as the Formmaster studio. This is where Gerhard Marx works on his wood sculptures before he moves with his family into the Potter's House, which is used as the castle's administrative building today. The plaster workshop is set up here in 1923, which is to be used for model and prototype development for industrial series production. This is in line with the new orientation of the Bauhaus towards series production. The two decisively different processes of ceramic vessel production were therefore utilized in the Marstall pottery, turning on a potter's wheel and production using plaster molds. A distinction is also made between casting and overturning and turning. The most important equipment needed to produce the models for the molds is the gypsum turntable and its associated tools. It is one of the most important Bauhaus exhibits in the room. Theodor Bogler and Otto Lindig both sat at this plaster turntable, and it is where they produced their pioneering models. A film shows the stages that they needed to work through, which can be viewed to the rear of the photo column in the center of the room. The introduction of this production method leads to a significant rupture in the ceramic department of the Bauhaus in 1923. Werksmeister Krehan, the traditional potter, rejects this method of production. In his eyes, it had nothing to do with the craft skills that set apart a potter and his work. The differing views and methods lead to a de facto separation of both Dornburg workshops. The advanced students work in the royal stables, where they experiment more freely on the wheel and produce small series of cast ceramics. Theodor Bogler takes over the business management side of the workshop, while Otto Lindig takes over the craftsmanship side. Basic training and production of traditional ceramics continues to take place in the Krehan workshop. Apart from the Krehan brothers, mainly the Bauhaus apprentice Margarete Friedländer works here. Gerhard Marx, Formmaster, is the glue mediating between them all and the Weimar head office. However, he also opposes the proliferation of casting production and writes to Gropius, "We have to bear in mind that the Bauhaus is a training center. Business may never be the goal. Otherwise, the Bauhaus will become the 101st factory out of the 100 existing ones, that is to say, completely inconsequential."